This question is from Anshuman S. What is the purpose of professional ambition and excellence once you realize that it is only going to please your ego rather than helping you to realize your true nature? Kindly elaborate on Kartavya Bodha as a samsari. If you are not the karta, the doer, what about the constant anxiety about your duties, particularly regarding parenting and the future of your children?
Yes, Kartavya Bodha means duty, the sense of duty. Yes. What is the desire of, what is the purpose of duty, the ambition, the desire for excellence, work, achieving things in the world, if it only ends up bolstering your ego and tying you deeper into this world? Nothing and everything. See, nothing in this world is wasted. Even if it plays only a negative role, that if I follow this path, go down this path of ambition, greed and hunger for pleasure, wealth, power, it only keeps on increasing my unhappiness and does not really deeply satisfy me in any way. No deep lasting satisfaction here. Just unhappiness, frustration. When we chase things in the world, either you'll get it or you won't get it. If you get it, you'll be dissatisfied. If you don't get it, you'll be frustrated. So take your pick. You're going to be either dissatisfied or frustrated in this world. There's really no other way out. Somerset Maugham, that I have repeated it so many times, he says that if you single-mindedly chase pleasure, very soon you find nothing pleasing anymore in this world. And that's true, not only of pleasure, but also success, of power, of wealth, all of that. So is it all useless? No. This wanting, it's the engine of growth, of development of spiritual evolution. You come to this feeling that I have seen it all and I've seen through it. Now somebody would say, but I haven't seen it all. I'm a millionaire, but I'm not yet a billionaire. I'm a state governor, but I'm not yet the president. So I haven't seen it all. No, don't do that. There's no end to that. If you are on a rat race and you win the rat race, you're still a rat. So don't try to win the rat race. The intelligent person, whatever little experience he or she gets, intelligently looks into that and sees whatever else the world can, material world can offer, is just a permutation, a combination of that. In Hindi, we have a saying, 19 bees, 19 or 20. If you have 19, it's pretty close to 20. 20 isn't all that great, you know, much better than the 19. So that understanding must come. And for this desiring, pushing forward, if nothing else, the sense of duty, that I have a responsibility. This society, this family, they nurtured me and I have to give back. I'm a part of this society. I am within the network of obligations. That's good for one's character development. If at a certain stage one is let free of all duty, of all responsibilities, the character actually degenerates. So I'm free, I don't want any responsibilities. But free to do what? Free to become a slave to one's own passions and indulgences. That's all. And then there's a quick deterioration of character. So duty is good because it pushes you forward. But duty is strictly limited. Strictly limited. There is a point beyond which duty is not helpful to our mental health, our spiritual growth. No. It's much better to do things out of a sense of, I really want to do it, not because it's my duty to do it. Vivekananda came down hard on this idea of duty. He said, it's the scorching midday sun. It's much better to act from freedom rather than from a sense of compulsion. I have to do it. No, you don't have to do anything. Oh, then I can turn my kids out of the doors and go and do what you like. I don't care. I'm not going to feed you anymore. I can do that. I can just sit back and relax. No, you cannot. Because if you do that, you can try doing that, but if you do that, you are the first one who's going to suffer. You're going, in sense of our character, our mental health, it'll deteriorate fast if you do that. But take care of the kids, parenting, the job, do it out of a sense of freedom, That here I am doing it and it's good for me. And I'll tell you an incident. Once in our main monastery, so you know, we sign up as monks, and then there's a lot of work. And one time I remember about more than 25 years ago or so, my duty was to, there was these huge cauldrons of rice, and you would have to break up that rice with, you know, they call it karchi, they're like spades, huge, there's not spoons, ladles, even bigger than ladles. And you have to drive it in that and then load buckets full of rice. So that, and then there are others who take it and feed people outside. So once it was my duty, and it was hard work. It was like 100 degrees in the shade at that time and 100% humidity. So, and I thought, well, this is really difficult. And I really don't want to do this. I thought I would come, and somewhere in the background of my mind was I would be meditating in the high Himalayas. It'll be cool and nice, and I'll read a little bit of philosophy, maybe meditate and do a little bit of mindfulness and meditation and mantra japa, and then with a flash there'll be an illumination, I'll be enlightened. And what am I doing? I'm loading rice from a cauldron into buckets. Then I thought to myself, nobody asked you and nobody's preventing you. Walk out, the gates are always open. Walk out. Do you really, honestly, at that point, instead of grumbling, do you think that this is good for you, this is good for your spiritual life, or not? And I had to answer honestly that it is actually good for my spiritual life. So, a lot of the things which we rebel against as duty, they can be actually good for us in spiritual life. There, instead of thinking, I'm caught in samsara, and what's the point of all these? And you know, I'm going to feed and clothe these kids, and they're going to grow up being ungrateful and walk away anyway. And then my life will be over. I'm going to do this for 30 years, and then they're gone, and I'm left with most of my life gone. So what's the point of it all? If you think like that, I don't know. I don't have kids, but you might think like that. No. Instead of doing that, think of it as, I am a spiritual seeker. My goal is God realization. And God has put me in this particular field of action. Notice in the Gita, Arjuna had a lot of complaints about why he has to do this awful, war is the most awful kind of action. So we are far better placed. Whoever we are, wherever you are, you're far better placed than Arjuna. So in the midst of whatever circumstances you find yourself, can I convert this into spiritual practice internally without telling anybody else? The job which you hold, the family you're taking care of, and your own personal, you know, maintenance, all of it can be spiritualized and can become powerful spiritual sadhana, spiritual practice. Then it's no longer a question of ambition or greed, not even a question of duty. It is spiritual practice taking you on your spiritual journey to the highest goal of human life. Fulfillment, God realization, enlightenment. Okay.